It's the debates from Mom versus Dad, where I have my parents pick sides and debate. This episode is hot chocolate versus milkshakes. To start, Mom will be presenting her side, hot chocolate. Also, I'm your host, Milo. I forgot to mention that. And 3, 2, 1, now.
The origin of hot chocolate goes all the way back to 500 BCE, when Mayans made the first mixed chocolate drink, which included chili peppers. However, it wasn't until more than 2,000 years later, after explorers had brought the drink to Spain, that it became similar to the hot chocolate we know today, served hot in a temperature way and minus the spice. Over 100 years later, it began to spread throughout Europe and became trendy. Hot chocolate houses sprung up, and a similar recipe that added milk to chocolate from Jamaica, combined with the original Mayan drink, made hot chocolate as we know it today. Before it became just a sweet treat, hot chocolate was thought to have medicinal properties. Originally, this was connected to the ancient Greek idea that four humors ruled the health and well-being of the body. These were called black bile, yellow bile, phlegm, and blood. Clearly, we know this is not true, but people still bought into this in the 1700s and assigned properties to these humors. So if, for example, you had an imbalance and there was too much yellow bile in you, you were cold and dry, and hot chocolate would help you by adding what you are missing, heat and moisture, thus restoring your health. From then on, physicians actually prescribed hot chocolate for different ailments, including anemia, tuberculosis, and gout. Today, chocolate is thought to have some health benefits, including antioxidant properties, which means it might prevent or delay cell damage, and some studies have shown it can lower cholesterol. So next time you are sick, Milo, you might tell me that your phlegm is out of balance or that your cells need help. Either way, perhaps I will give you hot chocolate for it. In this country, we think of hot chocolate as cocoa powder mixed with milk and sugar. This means that even if you are making it from scratch, not a packet, we mix these together and heat it up over the stove. But the diversity of hot chocolate is as rich as the gooey version of the drink you find in other countries. In Spain, for example, hot chocolate is part drink, part dip. To make it, you milk dark chocolate with milk and sugar, and you enjoy this both by sipping and dipping churros in it. Italian cioccolato caldo is also very rich and meant to be sipped. You make this with both melted chocolate and cocoa powder, as well as the ubiquitous milk and sugar. In Hungary, they add paprika and white pepper, recalling that original Mayan hot chocolate with little spice. In India, you can enjoy chai hot chocolate, while in Colombia, you will find a chunk of cheese mixed in.
Time's up.
Dang.
Now Dad will be rebutting Mom's argument in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
Yeah, so hot chocolate started off with hot peppers in it. That sounds not pleasant to me. I guess yellow bile. It helps with your yellow bile if you have hot chocolate. Doggy. I don't know. Dipping churros sounds nice, but I don't think it's the same thing as hot chocolate as we think of it. So I don't know. I got nothing.
An unusual lack of judgment from Dad. Now, Mom will be rebutting Dad's argument. Rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal. In 3, 2, 1, now.
I mean, it's obvious that I could just say, well, there's not much to argue with because hot chocolate is delicious and amazing. And in fact, I do think you would try a little spice in your hot chocolate. Is that true? Would you try it if you were somewhere and this was like a specialty they had? I would. Well, you know I would have it.
Yeah, no, you'd like it.
You know, even like a thick drink like the one with the churros, we've had hot chocolate like that before. Do you remember? It was so good. Yeah. And we enjoyed it very much, even though we didn't have any churros to go with it.
Yeah.
Turns up. Now, Dad will be presenting his argument in 2 minutes. In 3, 2, 1, now.
All right. So besides the obvious reason that they're just super delicious, the two basic reasons I think milkshakes are awesome are, one, they have an interesting history, and two, there's a huge amount of variety in what you can do with a milkshake. So to start off, I should clarify what I mean when I say milkshake. Having grown up in Rhode Island, I could decide to define milkshake as a drink consisting of only milk and flavored syrup, what you would generally refer to as chocolate milk or coffee milk or strawberry milk. But I decided to go with a more common definition, which is a drink made by blending ice cream and milk together and potentially adding other ingredients like butterscotch, flavored syrup, or malted milk. In Rhode Island, that drink would be referred to as either a cabinet or a frap, where cabinet's a very localized term, almost exclusive to Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, whereas frap, which is a word that comes from the French verb frapper, which means to hit in most contexts, but also means to ice when a drink is the object, is used more widely throughout New England and eastern Canada. Well, anyway, the term milkshake got its start in the 1880s, but at that time it referred to a drink that was more like an eggnog drink with whiskey in it. But by the early 1900s, the term milkshake was kind of more like the Rhode Island definition, where it's milk and syrup, and in some cases also adding in crushed ice, and it was mixed by hands. But in 1910, Hamilton Beach started producing their Cyclone drink mixer, which made making milkshakes much easier and helped them get more popular. Around the 1930s, when Freon-based refrigeration made making and storing ice cream easier, the milkshake started to evolve into the ice cream-based version we have today, though they were initially called frosted milkshakes if they had ice cream. And by the 50s, milkshake had come to mean the ice cream and milk drink that we know, but the soda jerks of the 50s also developed their own special lingo for the different types of milkshakes, including a white cow for a vanilla milkshake, or twist it, choke it, and make it cackle for a chocolate malted milkshake with an egg. The list could go on, and that's because there are so many different ways to make a milkshake.
Time's up.
I don't know.
You got through, like, two paragraphs. Not even. Now Mom will be rebutting Dad's argument in a 30-second rebuttal. In 3, 2, 1, now.
Twist it. What was it? Twist it?
Twist it, choke it.
Twist it, choke it, and make it cackle. Yes. All right. Well, that's a delightful way to order something. I'm not sure I would get a milkshake if I ordered that today. And I like the hat tip to cabinets. Thank you very much. That's enjoyable. But I do think maybe you're betraying your roots. I mean, a milkshake, you know, you get some autocrat syrup, you got some milk, and you're good. Yeah.
Time's up. Now Dad will be rebutting Mom's rebuttal in 30-second rebuttal. In 3, 2, 1, now.
Yeah, I mean, I did consider sticking with the Rhode Island definition, but decided for our worldwide audience, we better stick with the more common term. Yeah. I think I had trouble rebutting your hot chocolate argument today, because it's cold. It's colder than it should be right now, and I feel like a hot chocolate's a winner for today.
That's a tough one. I mean, I would take
milkshake most days, but...
Yeah.
But, cold weather like this, yuck.
I would drink a milkshake right now, definitely.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to somebody handing
if I was presented with a milkshake.
Or hot chocolate.
Now to announce the winner and some things I liked from each side. So, from a mom's side... The thing about the origin was interesting. I'm going to give you 2 points for that one because I knew the thing about, like, with the hot peppers, but I didn't know that thing about Jamaica.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then I really liked, like, how it evolved. That was really neat. And it's interesting, like, how many kinds there are. And also a dipping sauce is just, I never thought hot chocolate could be a dipping sauce. That truly amazed me.
Yeah, it has to be much thicker than the kind that we would drink.
And from Dad's side... I'm going to give him a point because he didn't get through his argument. He got through so little that it was funny. maybe 3/4 of the way through.
The rest of my argument was listing different types of milkshakes and things you can do with them.
I mean, that probably would have got you some points there.
Yeah. The thing about Rhode Island, I found that to be quite interesting. And the different definitions of milkshakes. And then the names for the milkshakes was interesting. And so, with that... The winner is Mom.
Yay.
Hey, Mom. It's called a cabinet because that's where you keep the blender in the cabinet.
Is that right? I never knew that.
That's what I read.
That's what you read?
In a couple of different locations.
You going to order a couple all the way in a cabinet?
I could go for that, yeah.
Yeah, same.
Although I usually have a milkshake if I'm going to have something with my wieners.
You really? You wouldn't have coffee milk? Oh, you mean a real milkshake, coffee milk. Yeah. So, is there anybody I'd like to thank? I'd like to think there's somebody. You guys, for example, or I've gone crazy.
Maybe you have. Mom, is there anything you'd like to thank?
Sure, I'd like to thank me for talking to my imaginary friends, Dad and Milo. we apparently have a podcast together. And I would like to thank Dad. I really enjoyed the hat tip. Our origins here today.
Dad, is there anybody you'd like to thank?
You know, I'd like to thank Autocrat for making the best coffee syrup.
Oh my gosh. Remember when Dells beat Autocrat for the drink for Rhode Island?
Nonsense.
It's absolute. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Dells.
Yeah, me too.
But absolute nonsense. Totally agree.
Anyway.
Team Autocrat.
Should we go get some milkshakes?
Yes, please.
I would like to thank Matilda. For just being the most pathetic dog in the world. She's been pretty quiet. At the beginning, she was making some noise.
Let me see if I can get a picture of this.
But she's just got this forlorn look at the door, like,
I'm going to get Dad's feet and Matilda's patheticness and some of our recording equipment. Oh, she stopped. Matilda. Her crash is in the shot, so I might not post it. Now she's off. Anyway. Who else would you like to thank?
I would like to thank everyone who was in the process of developing milkshakes and hot chocolate to be what they are today.
All right. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at MomVsDadPod. That's MomVsDadPod.
That's all for this episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.